So what does that tell you? You put your time and energy into other people's dreams, into Robert Allen's dreams, A.L. Williams, all the multi-level marketing companies, and you come up with shit.
Right.
So now it's time to put your time and effort into your own dream, into your own product, one that you control. Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This is a 30-minute consult with Kevin. Kevin ordered my audio marketing secrets package and called to see if we could come up with some ideas for an information product that he can sell fast to start making some money. Kevin has been involved with all kinds of business opportunities like buying and selling real estate, multi-level marketing, and recently buying and selling on eBay. In this audio interview, you'll hear about a great success story of how Kevin made thousands of dollars on eBay within just a few short days. You'll also hear one idea how Kevin can take his eBay success and create an audio information product that can sell for hundreds of dollars. Use this audio interview to get ideas for your own information product. Now, let's get going.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin. Mike's off here.
Hey, Mike.
How's everything going?
Good.
So where are you, in South Carolina?
Right. I'm in Columbia.
Are you from there originally?
No, I'm from up north.
Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm one of these military brats.
Moves around a lot?
Right.
So are you done with the military?
Yeah, I wasn't in. My parents and my dad was in.
Oh, your dad was. All right. How old are you?
44.
44. Are you married?
Yeah.
Kids?
Yeah, I got 2 kids.
Yeah, how old are they?
2 and 9.
All right. Have you pretty much gone through and listened to a lot of the recordings on the audio marketing secrets?
Yeah, I listened to all the recordings on audio marketing.
Okay, well, you can see how just about everyone, I always come back to saying, create your own damn product. You know, do it by interviewing experts. I mean, remember the lady with the horse who wanted to buy and sell horses? All right, well, let me ask you, do you have some germination of an idea in your head of something you think you may want to put together? What kind of ideas?
What I had tried was that idea I told you to make $30 in the 1600 on eBay. Well, I tried that idea through a video, you know, put a thing on eBay, got like over 250 hits on it, but I only got one sale.
How much were you selling it for?
$9.99.
$9.99, and what were they buying, a video?
Right, just a video on how I bought the product, turned around, did the research, and sold it.
Well, in your ad, did you describe what the product was?
Right, but see, I'm not a professional copywriter. I don't have that skill on how these guys seem to magically write them, you know.
Okay. Well, 250 hits on the ad. Do you remember what the headline was?
Just how to turn $30 into $1,600 on eBay video.
That headline, if you got 250 hits, that's telling you something, okay?
Right.
What kind of auction? Was it just a standard auction?
Buy it now.
One thing I've learned with eBay is people go on eBay because they want bargains. Those buy it nows, they want to feel like in an auction environment that they have a chance of getting a kick-ass deal. Even though I don't do it sometimes, it depends what the purpose of my auction is for. Sometimes I will put auctions up where I have a buy it now price or a very high reserve with no intention of selling the product. But I use it as a lead generator to let people know that I have it, and there's always a way for them to get to my site through my About Me page.
Correct, correct.
So you can use eBay as a way of getting traffic to your site less expensive than using Google, because no matter what anyone types in on the internet, they're going to see a link to get it on eBay. eBay's got a angle on every single keyword out there. So you can use eBay as a wonderful tool for building traffic. Now, if I really want to sell something, people want to be involved in an auction. They want the excitement and the potential of getting a good deal. So always start your auctions with a minimum bid of 50 cents or a dollar or $2. And if it goes for $2, what's the big deal? It's a digital product, but you may get two people or three people or four people in the auction fever. And when those emotions run high, that's when you sometimes get more than what you even wanted to set it at. There are auctions for a reason, because they work. They sell property at killer prices because you've got people competing against each other. You've got the fear of loss working. People don't want to lose out. And that not wanting to lose out is a very strong motivator, and it creates desire to come out on top and win. And people lose their head, they get emotional, and they pay way more in an auction than they would if there wasn't an auction. Let the natural reasons why auctions work for you in all your eBay auctions.
Okay, I'm using the About Me page. In fact, I put that, I don't know if you've heard of Jim Cochran.
I have not heard of Jim Cochran.
Oh, okay.
Who is that?
He wrote a book called The Silent Sales Machine, and this technique is using the About Me page to filter people, to get them to get another product on the favorites when you put my favorite website.
I've been doing that for years. I've never even heard of them.
You've been doing it for years?
Oh, yeah, because eBay will allow you to put links from your About Me page. Absolutely, okay.
But the key is what I'm doing is putting affiliate links to newsletters and trying to get those people to then purchase that product, and I get half of the commission.
And has it worked?
No, I'm not getting any commissions.
You know, relying on that About Me page, you know, most people are on the auctions looking for what they want.
Right.
And that's really why they're there. You'll sometimes filter people to that About Me page if you've really caught their attention or if they're curious about who the seller is and they want to check you out. But for the most part, I don't think it's going to be that effective. Now, maybe you read this guy's book. Was he extremely effective at it?
Yeah, he's built up a newsletter of 100,000 subscribers.
So what ideas do you think you have for creating an information product, especially an audio information product? Because you mentioned something that's really important. You're not a professional copywriter.
Right.
But you know how to talk, don't you?
Yeah, I work for the telephone company.
Isn't it easier to talk than it is to write?
Yes, it's very easy to talk.
When babies are born, haven't they been talked to all their life?
Right.
Don't their teachers talk to them, their mama, their daddy?
Right.
Okay, so when two people are talking, it's more natural than reading a letter. It's easier to listen. They're familiar with it. If you're talking on a normal conversational tone, just like we're talking, you're not sounding way off or any different than what's normally heard throughout your life. And it's easier to accept ideas when you're being spoken to in a normal way. When people aren't born to write, it's hard to write. It's not natural to write. It's like getting blood from a stone to write. You've heard that over and over again.
Yeah.
Because it's not natural. So stop writing and start talking.
Okay. People tell me I have this radio voice. And
yeah.
I've worked in a radio station. My background is mainly television. I used to work at QVC Network, worked at a couple TV stations here in town.
Yeah, what did you do at QVC?
I was a production assistant.
How long were you there for?
I was there like 2-3 years.
Is that where the main company is?
In Westchester, Pennsylvania. But I was there day one when they flipped the switch, launched the first product.
What was their first product?
I don't remember.
So you were there for 3 years?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was very unique because it was an infancy. Everybody thought this was a joke. Nobody's going to sit there and watch people sell products and talk all day long about endless stuffings and fake jewelry. It was a shakedown of all these competitors. And then, of course, they all went away. And Hollywood then stepped in, and it became this huge mega success. In the beginning, they didn't really pay much, so I had to go on to other things. You know, then I jumped into the money down real estate venture of, did a lot of stuff with Robert Allen. Book actually worked with them on their mentor programs, and actually they flew me to Chicago to help teach one of the seminars.
Okay.
And things like that.
Did you ever buy real estate?
Yeah, I bought one property in Philadelphia. Of course, they tell you how to buy property all day long. They never tell you how to keep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, deal with tenants and taxes. And
do you believe the Robert Allen stuff is really valuable information?
It's not as valuable as they...
Not as easy as they say.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. It's just you got to find a good deal and motivated seller. And then if you have the time to do all that, you know.
It's very time-consuming.
Oh, yeah, extremely. I have done it. And in fact, I did it with my current house. Bought it. Property, locked away the cash at the closing. This stuff works.
It's a commitment.
Right. Either having a commitment or having all day long to go look at deals.
Yeah, it is very time consuming.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yes. Then, like you, I've been in network marketing, mm-hmm. pretty much every company out there. Omnitrition, Bull Life.
That's about 15 years ago.
I was in Quickstar for a little bit, Prime America, A.R. Williams.
Did you have any success with any of those?
Every time some craziness would happen, the company would shut down. Upline got arrested for faking death policies.
Really?
In
A.L. Williams?
Yeah. Just all types of scenarios that either the company would fold or something would go wrong. In my upline to sort of just sway the whole downline and just forget this.
So what does that tell you? You put your time and energy into other people's dreams, into Robert Allen's dreams, A.L. Williams, all the multi-level marketing companies, and you come up with shit.
Right.
So now it's time to put your time and effort into your own dream, into your own product, one that you control. The only reason that's going to fail is because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so hopefully that's this time.
Okay.
Now, I always go back to information products because this is what I know and this is what I do. And it's so damn easy making these information products. If you would just understand, all you got to do is talk.
I got no problem talking.
Yeah, you got that radio voice going. That isn't even important.
Not.
You know, I don't even know if that would be an advantage to you.
Uh-huh.
It probably would be a disadvantage to you because if you come across sounding like a radio announcer, people believe they're going to be sold. That's not the idea. The idea isn't to come across sounding slick with a radio voice. You have to be able to talk clearly and communicate so people can understand you. But the whole idea is to present value to the listener and put together something of value that people will pay you for. All these other things, you've tried to position yourself as an expert, maybe buying and selling real estate or being an expert in multi-level and their product. And what I'm telling you, when you create an information product, you're going to have to fight your ego. Many times we all want to be the expert. I want to be the expert at my stuff on audio interviews, which is only natural. People want to be the expert at something because it gives them validation. They feel good about themselves. But if you can get over that and not be the expert and just be the guy asking the questions and interviewing the experts,
sure.
You know, if you don't have a problem with that, you don't have to be the expert. All you got to be is the guy asking the questions. I don't know if you heard one of the interviews saying, who were some of the most powerful, famous personalities that you know today? Okay, Larry King, Oprah,
right.
All the people who do interviews and they're not experts.
No.
All you got to be able to do is just ask the question. So now you got to think of what kind of product, what kind of information do you want to sell? Now, you may have heard me also talk about you want to sell something that can teach people how to make money. And the reason is, just like your real estate stuff, just like you've been in MLM, you've bought into ideas and products that will show you how to make money, that can take care of yourself. If you can show someone how to create an ongoing income, that's a lot more valuable than just selling a product that's going to maybe entertain you, you know, or a widget or something you buy. Plus, you can get a lot more money from it because if you teach someone how to make money, you're providing more value than you would on something else, and you're able to charge more money for it.
Right. And that's the market that I'm in. That's the market that my friends are in, info commercials and all these other ventures. It's a huge market.
Yeah, it is a huge market, the biz op market.
Everybody wants to make some money.
Yes, they do. They want an easier life.
Yeah.
They want to be with their family more. They want to work less hours, have
right.
less stress.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that's what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
Money is a solution, part of a solution.
So, with all the things I've done with auctions, I mean, I've done stuff with eBay. I've also bought into government auctions, bought 100 refrigerators for $2, turned around, sold them for $100.
Tell me about that. That sounds like a cool story.
Before the contractor stepped in, government used to run all the auctions themselves. It wasn't on the internet. Mm-hmm. You simply would just show up at the auction, submit a sealed bid. No minimum bid like they have now. You got to bid at least $40, $50, $1, $2. If you're the only bidder, you've got the lot.
So would you buy a lot of 100 refrigerators?
Right.
Full size ones or mini ones?
Full size. Just to prove that, hey, you know, they talk about this stuff on television, and you can actually go to an auction. Back then, you could buy, you know, a lot of 100 refrigerators, 100 TVs for $1, $2.
All right, so you've done it. So you believe in your head. You know that this is possible. You sound like you like buying and selling, buying low and selling high.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I like doing.
It took a lot of time for me to personally go pick up 100 refrigerators, load them in a U-Haul truck, and then unload them at my warehouse, clean them all up.
That's great, but you got the whole concept. Buy low, sell high, get control of something. But now compare it to information product. No picking up, no delivering, all stored digitally, no cost at all, nothing needed, operate anywhere from the world. You had to wait for supply. You didn't have an unlimited supply. You need to have unlimited supply, unlimited demand, and be in the toll position. Have exclusivity.
Right.
You didn't have that with anything else. But with your own product, with your own voice, interviewing other experts, you have exclusivity. And you have none of those other problems.
Okay.
What would be better than that?
Nothing. I mean, that eliminates the hassle of having to go get stuff, having to pick it up, having to store it. Clean it, then if it doesn't work.
You have your work on the front end. If you just can't get it together and you can't do it yourself, there is a solution. You either have money or time.
Right.
If you don't have the time or you're the type person, and I'm like this sometimes too, there's stuff that you'd have to kill me to get to do, just tedious stuff that I just cannot do.
Right.
But I've solved the problem because I hire and tell and get other people to do it for you.
Okay.
So let's say you wanted to interview 10 of the greatest eBay experts, for example, 10 whatever, whatever your market is, your expertise is, you can go look in your local papers and find writers who are writing for either local papers or your city paper and find some freelance journalists. And freelance journalists know how to interview and know how to ask questions because they're out there interviewing. They know how to get a story and put a story together. And you can hire these people for very little money to do your interviews for you and probably do them better than you. So you can hire someone to put together 10 audio tapes and pay them $100 an interview. So for $1,000, you just make sure you get the rights to everything. And once you get the core meat of the interview, and then you're going to put your name all over it, and then now you've got a product, and now you need to start selling it and start marketing it.
I don't mind doing the interviews.
Then you do. I'm just saying for anyone else listening, you know, most people don't do shit. That's the thing. They have good intentions, but they can't get started. And I totally understand. But there is a solution. If you can't get yourself to do it, pay someone to do it for you. Because I'm constantly doing that. I have a webmaster who does tedious stuff I can't even do and I would never do. But I know it's an investment in my business and I pay him to do it.
Right.
I have transcribers who transcribe all my transcripts. You think I'm sitting there typing up my transcripts? Forget it. I have two people who do the editing, the pre-editing of all my audio recordings. I've edited so many audio recordings I have almost like carpal tunnel in my wrist. If I'm editing for more than 2 hours, my wrists are killing me. I can't do it. I've got to pay someone to do it. Not all of it. I have final approval. It's kind of like when you go to a dentist, you get the hygienist who cleans your teeth and then the dentist comes in.
Right.
That's how I do my editing. I have someone clean up all the ums and the ahs and then I go through it and do the final editing.
Right.
You know, I'm buying time. I would never be able to do all that myself. You know, at first, if you're going to do it all yourself, it's just going to take you more time. But if you get a team together to help you with these things and you have the money to invest and you believe in your product and what you're doing, that investment will all come back to you. It really will.
As far as the recording, you know, I've worked at a radio station and I've seen how you had mentioned the green bar is the voice and how you edit that. So I've seen that done. I might have even done it. I can't remember. We had that at the radio station, all digital audio. So I'm familiar with that aspect of, you know, the editing part.
Yeah, you just need your editing software.
is there a way to record the phone stuff on the computer? Or?
That's all in the audio marketing secrets. I go over that, how to record and publish web audio. It's one of the recordings.
Oh, right.
Okay. And you have the transcript. You need any digital recorder, and then you need a device from Radio Shack that plugs into the digital recorder and plugs into the back of your computer.
Right. I got that.
You'll do the recording. And I'm recording right now on the digital recorder. Then when I stop it, I save the file as a WAV file onto my computer. And then you'll open it up in your editing software like GoldWave or SoundForge, and you do the editing, and then you have control over it on your computer.
Right. But there's no way to directly go from the computer.
There is a way. You can go from a microphone into your computer directly into the computer, yes. Or you can use your tool like your Camtasia. There's a free software called Step Voice Recorder, which is a simple piece the software and allows you to record right into your computer as a WAV file.
Okay.
So, yeah, and that's on the recording there as well. That's in there.
Say, if you interviewed me, would that be a product, per se? Or?
If I interviewed you about your stories and stuff? It could be a product, sure, because I could interview you for an hour or an hour and a half. If you want to outline all the cool deals you did, like how you bought 100 refrigerators for $2 a piece, you know, all your buying and selling stories, if you put them all together, that's something I do. It's called an internet audio infomercial, and the whole idea is to slant it to sell someone something. If I interviewed you about all your stories and that was the product, you would have to create a something to sell that product. The audio interview of you revealing how you did all those things could be a product, and then you can print out the transcripts, and then you can create some extra value, some bonuses. So, yeah, you could create your own product and position yourself as the expert, or you can interview other people who made cool buying and selling deals. You know, they're all over the place.
Well, because of time, I'd rather somebody interview me like you interview me, and I talk about all these different deals I've done and different, I guess, experiences or knowledge of telephone business, real estate business, the different things that I've done over the years.
You know, you can create 4 hours of interview and have your own product. Absolutely, and I provide that as a service. I can do that. You can talk into the phone. We can create your own information product. If you want your stories and your successes and your failures and have your own course and position yourself as an expert based on your experience, we could position you and do that, and you'll have your own product that you could sell and help others.
But all the things that I've done, does it look like something that's going to be a product that'll sell? Or?
Well, it's all in the market. You've done a lot of things that most people only dream about.
Right.
And you've only told me a couple stories. I think as you create an outline for the stories we talk about, those stories will prove that you have credibility and that you've actually done them. And sure, it could be sold, absolutely. You know, there's so many people who don't do anything.
I mean, I tell coworkers, yeah, I did this $30 deal, and then they want to know, how'd you do that?
How'd you do that? And then what you could do is you could give away the recording of how you did all those things and offer coaching and stuff like that, offer mentoring. There's all kinds of things you can do. If you sat down and thought, how many different stories could you come up with? You know, success stories like the refrigerators and like that thing you bought off eBay, the pump.
Probably at least 10 stories. Real estate, property. I got now is one of these incredible deals where $500 down, and I walked away at the closing six checks for, I think it was $16,000.
For what was it?
The house I live in.
Oh, the house you live in. Okay.
Because it was so under market, the mortgage guy was able to do this double closing and pull out cash and then turn around 3 days later, close again.
Okay.
Get a new mortgage.
Yeah, if you want to create your own product, there's nothing more satisfying than having your own product. And I'd be glad to help you do that, or you can get someone else to do it. But I'll do all the interviews with you and do all the editing. I'll email you a link that goes over all the details, but we can create your own information product based on your experience and your story, sure.
Yeah, I want to get something that's going to sell pretty quickly to get this, some cash, not in like some programs take years.
Right.
This seems that once you get it, say joint venture or whatever, you know, it's immediate money.
Yeah, but you got to have something really good and a good quality product that people are going to not return and they're going to pay for.
Well, how do they return a digital product?
If you offer a money-back guarantee on it and say, you know, if you're unhappy for any reason within 30 days or 60 days, just email me and say that you want your money back. So to sell it, you've got to offer a risk-free proposition. You've got to stand behind it.
Well, I do that with my eBay auction. Everything's 100% satisfied.
So you do the same thing, but if it's digital, they say, well, you know, I want my money back, so you got to give me your money back. You don't have to worry about whether it's digital or physical. The amount of returns are directly proportionate to the value you give. If someone feels like you gave them a shitty product and it wasn't worth the $100 or $200 or $500, they're going to return it, whether it's physical or digital. Your value determines. If they feel like they got a good deal and you gave them value, they're not going to return it. And you've got a happy customer that will buy your next product. With this audio marketing secrets, my returns are so small because I give great value, and it's all digital. But regardless whether it's digital or physical, it's the value I give in these recordings and the product I put together.
I mean, I noticed on some of these internet marketers, they'll send me an email, click this link, and then it's this 90-page sales letter, and they want $895, you know.
Right.
I don't know who this guy is from anything, and I can't justify paying $895 to a total stranger and no guarantee. You know, you just, it's like $800 off a sales letter, just like, who does he think he is? You immediately get this huge amount of money.
So you got to do it step by step.
Right.
What situation are you in? Do you have money to invest in developing
right
your own product?
Right now, very little money.
So you're going to have to invest your time then.
That's the reason I wanted to invest in a digital product, because it's something, it's not going to cost me a lot of money, and I can get started and get going, whereas most things, you know, cost. This doesn't take a lot of time either. When I go to auction, I have to go physically, you know, take off work or go to the place, rush through there, look for something, take it out. Just, there's no time.
I understand. Have I been somewhat helpful?
Yes.
The bottom line, you know what to do. You just got to do it. So that's all there is to it. You got to start.
Right. If I wanted you to interview me so I could get a product out, how quickly could that be done?
We could start it next week, but, you know, I charge a pretty penny for it.
Right.
And I'll send you the link.
Do you provide the website?
I'm going to send you a letter to everything you did. I'll email them to you.
All right.
Confirm that you get them, because we were having, I think, a couple of problems with our email. I mean, is that something you can handle? I mean, I wouldn't want you to do it if you couldn't handle it.
Yeah, no, it isn't. I'm hacked out.
All right, well, I emailed you two links on my audio marketing service and my secret weapon. They do cost money.
Right, yeah, I understand. I mean,
but it'll give you an idea of what I can do for you.
Right. As far as the website, though, do you get the website?
Well, you're really paying for me to create your product. I don't create all the marketing around it. That's a separate game.
Okay.
But one of the other services where I do the create the marketing, once we have your product, but this is a totally separate service, it's called my Internet Audio Infomercial. We create an audio recording that's designed to sell your product. We got to create the product first, and then we got to create an infomercial to sell it. Those are two separate services. That's what I sent you on. There's two links. One on creating your product, and
right,
the second on creating a tool, an audio recording that's used to sell it.
Okay.
So you've got that.
As far as your website, though, you use that to sell your products, basically.
Yeah, I use my website to sell. That's my main selling. That's correct. I use my website to sell my products.
One last thing.
Go for it.
Interesting, you had interviewed Glenn Turner.
Yes.
And he's the guy that ran Holiday Magic.
Right.
And it kind of triggered back to me years how I first got involved in Be Your Own Boss years ago. I took a seminar from a guy. He was in Holiday Magic, Ben Gay III. I don't know if you ever
heard. Ben Gay was in Holiday Magic?
You didn't know that?
No, that famous salesman?
Famous salesman, yeah. He wrote The Closers.
Wow, okay.
Ben Gay. Oh, yeah. And that's what got me into this Be Your Own Boss. This Ben Gay started this company called National Toll Free Marketing.
Yeah.
And he was in Alhambra, California, Shingle Springs, somewhere out Northern California. I don't know. You're in San Diego.
Yeah, I'm in San Diego.
So that's northern. But he started his company out there.
Was it multi-level?
It was multi-level. It was pyramid. They shut it down.
Did he get in trouble?
I don't know if he did or not. Back in like 84, 85.
So is he a hell of a salesman?
Yeah, you would just get blown away. What it was is it was the stair-step network marketing deal where you go these different steps. Then the final step was you fly out to California, which I did. They talked me into it. And you go out there and you live the life that these people are living for like 7 days. I mean, they're flying their airplane through the middle of town, hang a right, hang a left, and then parking an airplane in their front garage door. And so he's mesmerizing you for 7 days, nothing but speeches about how to become wealthy, what he did over the years, and all this talk about, you know, you're just immersed in, you know, riches. It's like, after that, there's no reason you can just settle for just having a regular life, because it was like such a powerful seminar of just, this is the life of how to make all this money.
Wow, he learned all that from Holiday Magic.
Right, yeah, he did.
Was he a leader in Holiday Magic?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Glenn Turner was in Holiday Magic.
Right. I mean, he talked about, he was pretty big in Holiday Magic. And something happened, some guy flew an airplane into a mountain and killed himself, the president of the company.
Wow, well, I'm going to talk to Glenn Turner later today. I'm going to ask him,
yeah.
I'm going to ask him about
that. Yeah.
And I've heard of him. I've never heard him speak.
Oh.
Did you hear the Glenn Turner clip, the very first one?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, have you heard his three speeches?
Not the three speeches.
Oh, man. So I'm taking a lot of his old stuff, and we're creating products together, bringing them back.
Uh-huh.
So for $99, you get his full speech of Dare to Be Great. You get the full speech of, it's called Better Your Best, and the full speech of Challenge to America. Now, the clip you heard was a 9-minute clip from Challenge to America. I just tightened it up a little bit to give you a sample because we didn't want to put the whole thing on there. But this one speech was responsible for making him over $300 million. See, he had over a million distributors in his Dare to Be Great organization as Coscott. This is the speech he did over and over again. You heard the 9-minute clip. That's just part of it. But for $99, and it's the same offer, $1, and then you pay only if you're happy, you get all three speeches, each of them over 30 minutes long. And then there's another thing that he put together. It probably cost over $2 million to do this. He had an editor who had produced movies for the Kennedy Foundation back then in those days, and they took all his speeches and compiled a huge amount of content, and they pulled out audio and segmented it into all these different sections like humor, confidence, salesmanship. And so there's 12 lessons. It's just Glenn Turner teaching about, you know, his philosophies. He's philosophizing over his life and how he built his success. And it's amazing because this guy, he's so heartfelt. He never prepared for any of his speeches. He even says he can't relate to other speeches. He gets up there and he looks at the audience and he just talks from his heart. He even says it's like God's just putting the words in his mouth. I mean, amazing gift. This guy, I've never heard such a powerful speaker. And I haven't heard Ben Gay, but I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to top Glenn Turner with the passion that he had back in those days. And you get all three of those speeches plus 12 lessons over 6 hours of his philosophy. It's wild.
I know Ben Gay had mentioned him, but when I saw Holloway Magic, I remembered Gay would talk about, you know, the company and, you know, some guy flew his airplane into a mountain and this and that. You know, he was always talk about, you know, his Holiday Magic days. And then I think he kind of tried to start another spinoff with this National Tool Free Marketing deal.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You'll enjoy this, Glenn Turner. This is an old-timer from... Doesn't get better than this.
Yeah. I thought I'd met it all with Ben Gay and his book, The Closers.
So that was his book, The Closers?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Is it blue?
Blue, yeah.
Okay, I know that book. I didn't know that was him. Okay.
Yeah, he's on the back. They got a picture of him.
Yeah, that's a good book. I remember that.
Yeah, I was in that deal, sort of galvanized my desire to become an entrepreneur. It was almost like they reprogrammed you for 7 days, basically. And
how much was it to go on that thing?
It was probably $4,000 or $5,000 back then.
Well, that's what they did in Coscott. They took people on these airplane trips for a week and these seminars. Yeah, it's very powerful stuff.
I mean, it's the same thing that Alan is doing, though. I was working with him on seminar. We charge these people $5,000. We'd be there a week, and we'd reprogram them to think differently, act differently. Mm-hmm. And then we actually go out and, you know, buy real estate instead of just talking about it. They'd actually go out and do it.
Well, it all starts there. You know, it starts with your attitude and confidence. If you don't have that, you don't have your mind straight on the inside, nothing's going to happen.
Right. Well, you know, I know, you know, the mind. I've walked on the burning hot coals with Tony Robbins, and it's just the money.
Well, it starts with your mind, though.
Right.
You can get the money.
Oh, yeah.
And no free lunch. You're going to have to put the hours in and the late nights and the work ahead of time.
I already do that. Late nights now. Late night with eBay, I'm just, you know, cranking out like 1,000 a month, and that's not really where I want to be.
You're selling $1,000 a month? Well, God, man, eBay, there's so many markets. You know, go look and see what's hot and do it better. Make a better auction. Outsell the guy and compete with him. You just got to do it better than the next guy and go head-to-head with him. I mean, look at my offer. Pay nothing. Pay only in 30 days. How can a guy say, give me all your money and then you can return it? How can someone compete with me on that? They can't.
No.
So go compete. Create a better product and do it better. Outwork them. Usually comes to outworking somebody and outthinking them.
With eBay, though, would you recommend selling stuff like this on eBay?
Well, so go look for items that are selling $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. Look for the stuff that's selling for some money. Don't deal in $10 ebooks. Don't deal in $5 trinkets. There's so many markets on there. Get stuff that costs some money to sell.
Right.
See if you can find a source for it. You know, what if you really did your research in that pump?
The electronic meter.
What if there was an unlimited source for those meters and you called the manufacturer and you talked to the sales rep for the company? You said, well, how were these meters used? When were they sold? Who was buying them? Are they obsolete now? And then what if you got a list of those companies and mailed them and said, we're looking for these meters, and, you know, you bought them, just like I bought and resold Jay Abraham stuff. Everything is obsolete at some point. There's always a newer model. So you can take the old ones and resell them.
Well, that's what I do. My niche was the TV cameras, which now that everything's going digital, the analog is becoming obsolete, but there's still a lot of people who want that old stuff.
That's right. There's
a buy it for next to nothing.
Yes, that's correct.
We haven't worked in television, and the average person at the auction could care less what a TV camera, you know, they don't think, what is it, and they don't know these things are worth something.
That's right.
But now the auction, I haven't had a TV camera in almost 6 months.
That's why you got to get away from product and create your own product. All right, well, listen, we've been going on time. I'm going to have to run.
Sure.
It's good talking to you. Keep me posted. Just go do it.
Okay, Michael.
That's the end of this consult with Kevin. I hope this has been helpful for you. Now, I encourage you to start and create your own information product and start selling. It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information product that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, HardToFindSeminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, HardToFindSeminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. Hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was a master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. You know, if you're looking for a product that you can really hustle, something that you're learning from all the techniques in, you may want to check out another website I have. It's called ID10.com. That's ID as in dog, 10.com. And what you're going to find out at ID10.com is one of my very first businesses. It's a business I started in my one-bedroom apartment when I had absolutely no money and I needed a product to sell. It's a pen that I manufacture right out of my house. I've been doing this for 10 years without any machinery or any equipment. I had a pen that I could manufacture for 17 cents and resell by the hundreds wholesale for $1.50 each. It's a product that has kept food on my table and kept the bills paid for 10 years, and it's an exciting opportunity that if you're looking for something to hustle, to use your copywriting skills or direct mail education, it may be something you want to go check out. So go head on over to idpen.com. There at the front page, you'll hear me do telemarketing. You can hear me get sales right on the front page. It's fascinating stuff, and I'd urge you, if you're looking for something to hustle, to go check it out. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.